Hello and welcome to the Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat podcast. We like to get right into it. And what we're going to get into today is the 2024 presidential race, and actually very specifically, the Republican primary race, and even more specifically, Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump. What's going on there? Now, national polls show that former President Trump has a commanding lead over all other Republicans for the 2024 Republican nomination. Now, the list of potential candidates trailing Trump does include the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis, who is a distant second, but is widely seen as a possible front runner should Trump decide not to run. Now, those are the national polls. There's no national Republican presidential primary. The race will start in the early primary and caucus states, as it always does. And now we have a new poll from one of those states, New Hampshire, that shows a very different race than the national polls. Survey is called the Granite State Poll. It's conducted by the University of New Hampshire. In addition to general election polling, it has been running 2024 GOP primary polls since the summer of 2021, right after Trump left office. And there have been some really big changes in those last 12 months. That's what I want to go through here. Now, a year ago, July 2021, Trump led DeSantis by a really big margin among Republicans, 47% to 19%. Trump, 47%. Ron DeSantis, 19%. In October, okay, a few months later, October 2021, Trump had actually weakened a little bit, but DeSantis was virtually unchanged. Trump, 43%. DeSantis, 18%. But now, June 2022, Trump has faltered significantly while DeSantis has surged. In this new poll, and it was conducted between June 16th and June 20, DeSantis leads the Republican race with 39%, and Trump is close behind at 37%. In other words, Ron DeSantis has overtaken Donald Trump in New Hampshire. That's pretty big news. I mean, Trump won really, really big in the 2016 New Hampshire primary. If you remember, he did not win the Iowa caucuses. Ted Cruz did. And then Trump just blew everybody out in New Hampshire. So in this new poll, New Hampshire Republicans, DeSantis leads Trump 39-37. Big change from not that long ago. Now, the pollsters also conducted surveys of all New Hampshire voters, not just Republicans, in a hypothetical 2024 matchup, not really all that hypothetical, of Trump and President Joe Biden. Say Trump did win the nomination, runs against Joe Biden. Biden is significantly ahead. Remember, this is New Hampshire, 50% to 43%. But in another hypothetical matchup, Joe Biden versus Ron DeSantis, DeSantis is up. Really, really tiny margin, the smallest possible margin, 47% to 46%. Big difference. You have Biden leading Trump by 7 points. You have DeSantis leading Biden by 1 point. Big difference. Now, there's one remarkable result, or one more remarkable result in all this. In a 2024 race against Joe Biden in New Hampshire, Ron DeSantis would receive more support, more votes from voters who voted for Trump in 2020 than Trump himself would. That's really, really striking. Not everybody who voted for Trump in 2020 is going to vote for him again if they have the chance in 2024. But a significant number of those who voted for Trump in 2020 would vote for Ron DeSantis if they had that choice in 2024. So DeSantis would receive more support from voters who voted for Trump in 2020 than Trump himself would. Okay, so all these measurements show DeSantis gaining and Trump losing. So what is going on? Maybe you think it has something to do with the frenzy in Washington over the January 6th committee. It's on TV. It's in the news. Liz Cheney and all that. It really kind of seems unlikely. First of all, the poll was done a good bit after the hearings had begun. So perhaps that could affect it. But Republicans have shown extremely low interest in these made-for-TV shows from the committee. So it just seems unlikely that Republicans would take their directions from the January 6th committee. Now, has some other news event moved the needle in New Hampshire? That also seems unlikely, since nobody can point to any big happening that would fundamentally alter the race. It seems, instead, that what we're dealing with here is simply the passage of time. Time does change things. I'm going to read to you a quote from Andrew Smith, who is the director of the Granite State Poll. Trump slipping in primary and pre-primary polls is part of a typical pattern. Again, this is Andrew Smith of the Granite State Poll. A party's losing candidate in the prior election is typically the best-known person in their party. As the primary gets closer, new candidates emerge and attract more media attention and therefore more voter attention than the losing candidate from the previous election. So Andrew Smith is presenting this as kind of a natural phenomenon. Obviously, the presidential candidate of a party is the best-known person in the party. And just because they lose doesn't mean the next month or the month after or the month after that they're still the best-known person. But that does change over time. When as time goes on, new candidates emerge. People talk about different things. So that's a possibility. Okay, certainly Smith's point would apply to a lot of contests in the past where you have a presidential candidate who loses and then kind of wants to run the next time, but the party has moved on. Trump is not just the losing candidate from the previous election. He was the president of the United States. And it is extremely rare for a president who has lost a bid for re-election to mount a serious effort to run again. Just doesn't happen. George H.W. Bush did not do it after he lost the presidency in 1992. Jimmy Carter did not do it after losing the presidency in 1980. Gerald Ford, who was never elected president, did not do it after losing in 1976. Herbert Hoover did not do it after losing in 1932. So you get the idea here. You'd have to go back to 1888. Grover Cleveland had won in 1884, and he was the president, ran for re-election in 1888 and lost, and then came back in 1892 and won. So Cleveland is the only American president to serve two non-consecutive terms. Obviously, that is the model that Donald Trump might want to follow. If he were to be elected in 2024, Trump, he would be the second American president to serve two non-consecutive terms. And unlike Cleveland, he would actually be limited to those two terms. Now, but for now, Trump holds a special place in Republican voters' hearts. He's not just the guy who ran and lost the last time. He was the president of the United States. He did a lot of things that Republicans approve of. He was the leader, the unquestioned leader. The president is always the unquestioned leader of the party. So he holds a special place in Republican voters' hearts, or at least in a significant number of the voters' hearts. But still, the passage of time does affect everybody. And each day, the Trump presidency is one day farther in the past. And people are concerned about what's happening right now, about what Joe Biden is doing, about what Ron DeSantis has done in Florida. In addition, talked about this the other day, Trump will be 78 years old in 2024. So that makes a lot of Republicans look for possible alternatives. Okay? Now, if Trump were not going to be the candidate, what do Republican voters want? And we're going to talk about that next.
This week on the Federalist Radio Hour.
I think it's important to remember that such Stalinist show trials are partially about persecuting political opponents and putting them in prison, but they're also about covering up crimes or covering up real stories. And so I have found it really interesting how the committee is engaged in a cover-up of what happened in the 2020 election.
I'm Emily Jashinsky of The Federalist. Subscribe to The Federalist on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I said I was going to talk about what Republican voters want in a candidate who is not Donald Trump if they were to nominate such a candidate. First, though, let me say, if you've been listening to the podcast, if you've been enjoying the podcast, maybe learning something from the podcast, it would be really, really great if you could subscribe to the podcast. You can do it at iTunes, anywhere you get your podcast. Would really, really appreciate it. Please, please do it today. Okay, so if Trump, for various reasons, does not win the Republican presidential nomination, say he doesn't run, say he does run and somebody else wins, here's the important thing. New Hampshire Republicans may indeed want a new Republican presidential candidate, and that's what this latest poll shows, but they want him or her to be a Trumpy candidate. The pollsters ask, whether Republican leaders should follow Trump or should go in another direction. 65% of Republican voters said party leaders should follow Trump. Now, that's opposed to 23% who want a different direction, 12% who say they're just not sure. But 65% of Republican voters say party leaders should follow Trump. That's an extraordinary influence that Trump wields over the Republican Party. And that's probably not going to change, because certainly if Donald Trump were not the nominee in 2024, you would have the Republican candidate singing the praises of all the things that Trump did on the economy, on the border, international affairs. They would be singing the praises of Trump's accomplishments in the race. And they would be basically presenting themselves as a Trumpy candidate, because Trump has changed the Republican Party. He did it starting in 2015, and by winning with in a campaign that challenged so many Republican orthodoxies, he changed the Republican Party. Basically, if you had to describe it in one way, you would say that he has increased its appeal to the broad working class. It's a different type of party than it was in the George W. Bush, John McCain, and Mitt Romney years. Okay, so the candidate who follows Trump will have to move in the lane that Trump created. That's just all there is to it. And if he or she does that, no matter who the 2024 candidate is, and this poll, by the way, has some interesting stuff for Joe Biden as well in New Hampshire. Basically, he needs to worry about the number of Democrats who do not want him to run for a second term. But whatever the Democrats do, if the Republican Party nominates a candidate in the Trump path who appeals to the broad working class, their chances are very, very good. So looking for Trumpiness, maybe not with Trump himself, but with the next Republican candidate. So that's what we wanted to talk about today. I want to thank you for listening. Always appreciate it when you can listen. Hope you can join us again soon for another edition of the Byron York Show.